Hello, Jean. Congratulations again.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I can't hear you yet. I didn't know. I was hoping I could make sure this worked. I haven't used it on the road in a while.
Can you hear me now?
You're muted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't hear, so hang on, let's try again. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I've heard you the whole time. Can you hear me now?
Now I can. Yeah, it was on my side.
Excellent. I said congratulations again.
Thank you so much. That was
Trying to surprise people with the winning, like on the day of, but I was like, I need to make sure that you could be here. So.
it was a good thing because I wasn't really planning on it. I'm over in Nashville for my grandkids, and I took a good weekend change off. If you're going to fly out here, you're going to spend some time. You're not going to just do a weekend and come back.
My rule of thumb is always you have to be at your destination longer than the travel time to get to that destination.
That's a good rule because it
At
takes
minimum.
almost a whole day now just to get. We left and we got in around 10 or 11 at night, and I know we left in the morning. I don't remember, but there's like a 2-hour layover in, I think it was Dallas. It's not bad to travel for us this way. My wife and I were older, and so sitting for 4 hours or 5 hours in the plane is not necessarily a good thing. So having that break is good because at least you get to walk around a little bit and stretch your legs a little. But it makes for a long day.
He's a little bit taller, and he's always cramped. We flew to New Zealand about 5 years ago, and from door to door is 30 hours of travel time with layovers and everything. But the flight, he's like, I am in so much pain. So.
Yeah, I can't do those kind of things anymore. My driving, I can do probably about 6, maybe 8 hours, maybe. Six is the sweet spot. Here to Denver, I can do. I take a break in either Trinidad or in Raton. But the idea of driving, and the funny thing is, when I was young, I once did a trip. A friend of mine and I in college traveled a lot, so we would do in 2 weeks. We did from here to California, up the California coast, through Canada, back down through Montana all the way. That was one trip.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, we did three of those. We did
I
one.
ended up sitting in the car for extended periods of time.
Well, we were sitting, but not a whole lot. But we did Yellowstone in an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Saw the geyser, rush to the next one. Saw the mud,
So you were breaking the speed
the
rule
mud.
and you're speeding when you should be going slowly for wildlife.
Oh, we were, well, how we were, I was what, 18, 19, I guess, and he was 21. But we used to do about 8,000 miles in 2 weeks. We would be driving. I couldn't do that in a year now. I wouldn't survive the first day, much less the week.
Yeah, I definitely like breaking. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even that old. I don't know. But it's like pre-children, it was like, okay, sit in the car forever. And then once you have kids, your body can probably handle it, but your brain cannot. And then once you're done with the kid, once the kids are going to be gone, then my body won't be able to. So.
Well, with kids, you got to stop every 2 or 3 hours for them. They got to get out and run around a little bit, burn off some energy. They
Well, in
got
this day and age, because they, my kids don't get much TV time or their tabs or anything on a regular basis, and so they get really excited when we're driving more than an hour on a weekend, because we drive to go camping or wherever else, and if it's longer than an hour, we let them have their tabs. And so they're always like, is it a long drive? I want it to be a really long drive. And I'm like,
they figured it out, huh?
And then we'll even, like, it'll be, you know, drive to Denver, right? And we get home or we get to the destination, and they're like, but can I just finish the show? And I'm like, you have to get out.
Yeah, my idea of roughing to some Motel 6.
That's rocking it way more than any of the camping, like, middle of nowhere camping that I do.
Yeah, my family took the same route that Jean was talking about earlier, the one that starts in California all the way up through the northern parts of the country.
Yeah.
It's a fun trip.
Oh, they're a blast. We got a gorgeous country, so it's nice to, when you're young, to see it all is nice. My old man was military, so we traveled a lot anyway.
Nice.
But it was just nice to... For people who aren't lucky enough to travel, you know, I used to tell them, you know, you can watch a show about Niagara Falls, mm-hmm. and it's pretty impressive, it's pretty cool, but unless you've been there, you really don't know what those falls are like. It's the sheer noise and the spray and all, and that's true for just about anything in this country, mm-hmm. and elsewhere.
You never do it justice. No matter how amazing you are at photography.
They simply can't, and... That was one of the joys of being young and being able to do those kind of things. Now I'm older, I can do them, but I really can't. It took me too long to recover.
That's the point between, like, so my husband's an attorney, and when he first started, it was like, get the job, make the money. And it's like, but why do you want to work so hard to make a ton of money that you never have time to spend to save it for when you're retired, to when you have no idea if your body will allow you two things to spend the money. And so then he's like, I'll just make less and we'll play more. And I was like, that works for me.
I think that's a good plan.
It is 12:45, so shall we get started with the reason we're all here today? Thank you to those of you who have joined. I want to welcome all of you. The Jim Davis Staff Council Award for Meritorious Service was established in 1999. And recognizes the significant contributions of individuals to the staff council. The award is named in memory of the late Jim Davis, who served as staff counsel for more than 5 years on numerous committees and was council speaker for 4 years. So Joe's in good line for the next reward to be named after him. Jim was the first recipient of this award. The Jim Davis Award is presented each year during the month of April to an individual or individuals who are current or former staff counselors and or who have served as representatives on standing committees, university-wide committees, or ad hoc committees. Grace, did you want to say something?
No, I think you covered it.
Thought I heard you making noise because I want to be able to look into all of your wonderful eyes, which means I see none of you because I wanted to make sure I have the description. I don't have it memorized, so I needed to read it. So I see none of you and I only hear you. So the Jim Davis Award is presented each year during the month of April to an individual or individuals who are currently or former staff counselors and or who serve as representatives on standing committees. The university-wide committee. I already read that part. See, I'm distracting myself. You heard that. So moving forward, first, thank you to all of you who submitted nominations. We couldn't have anyone recognized without you submitting that nomination. And congratulations to those of you who were nominated. You have no idea who you were, so I'll tell you now. And for those of you, the people who aren't here, make sure you tell them. But Sandra Bauman, Grace Faustino, Amy Hawkins, and Tracy Wenzel were all nominated. So thank you. And you each were recognized through that process. So you still deserve a big round of applause. Here's your virtual hand of applause. Also, thank you to all of you who helped score this year's Jim Davis Award, as it wouldn't be possible without you. And now the reason we're all here is to recognize and congratulate this year's Jim Davis Staff Council Award for Meritorious Service. Drum roll, please. so that you can see who it is. I'm trying to share my screen so that you can see. There we go. Gene Henley, congratulations on receiving this award. We've asked Dot Sanchez to say a few words about your meritorious service. And I'm going to stop sharing my screen so we can all see Scott's face bigger than my screen.
All right. Thank you, Yede. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you to all of the nominators and nominees. We have a great crop of people to choose from. I'm very honored to be able to say a few words in support of Gene Henley, the Director of School Public Administrations. And again, Gene, you know, you've been an outstanding staff counselor. You've been an amazing committee member. You're the only person I know who has been held on to at BLT despite not being staff council president anymore, because your contributions are always so great and your advice so well heeded. You know, I think my first interactions with you were on the faculty and staff benefits committee, and I very distinctly remember leaving that first meeting that you were in, and I was like, man, that guy knows his stuff. I want to be like him when I grow up. And surely, you know, I can say there was nothing quite as touching as seeing you during commencement last week for the School Public Administration, the number of students who stopped to try and get in a picture with just you, and you know, the way that you handle yourself, whether in your job duties or when you're representing staff, you always do it so well and so thoughtfully. And so truly, it's my honor to be here today, and to, as one of my last acts as staff council president, to be here as you get this award. So again, thank you. On a personal note, you know, Gene is the reason I went ahead and got my MPA. I was auditing classes, and then finally fall of 2020 rolled around, and he was like, look, dude, can't keep taking up roster spots if you're not going to get on the program. So apply. And I did, and the rest is history. But if it weren't for people like Gene watching out for us, you know, pushing us to do more and do better, I don't know that I would have ever thought to. So, again, thank you, Gene, and thanks for everything you do for staff and for continuing to be just such a shining example of, you know, what can happen whenever you pour yourself into the committees that you serve on and the work that we do.
Thank you, Scott. And Amy, yes?
Thank you, Yade. And, yeah, I just wanted to tag off of what Scott said for a minute. I as well got the MPA degree. And, indeed, same story for me. Gene was there to help me through it, even though I had really no idea at the time how to navigate a graduate degree. So well deserved. I also want to say how much I appreciate Gene when I see him in the BLT meetings, and he very clearly speaks his mind about what he thinks about the goings on in the university, and he'll say things to Provost Holloway like, there is no more doing more with less. Like, we're at the point. And I just appreciate how outspoken Gene is in that way. So, yeah, well deserved, Gene. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of our orbit.
So, Gene, you're not pressured into saying anything. If you want to say something, you can. I don't know how these things work. I'm just going with it. So would you like to say any words?
Well, yes, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you to the Awards and Recognition Committee and to the Executive Committee and to the fellow nominees and to my colleagues and peers. What we do at UNM has meaning. And looking at this list, and I see so many of my alums here over the years, you know, you stay around long enough, you run into a lot of different people. And the two greatest joys of my professional career have been working with students and supporting staff. And, you know, without either one, the university does not function. I personally think staff are the most important. I had this saying I used to use that if all the students disappeared, the university would still exist. There's research, there's the hospital. There's all these other factors. It would be very different, but it would still exist. If all the staff disappeared, the place would not exist at all. There wouldn't be nobody to open the doors. There would be nobody to pay the bills. There wouldn't be nobody to order the equipment. There would be nobody to make it run. We are the backbone of this university. And all three legs, faculty, staff, and students, are important. And you don't want to forget that. But too often the conversations had always been faculty and students and, oh, yeah, staff. Or they even forget staff altogether. So part of our job is to remind them that, A, we exist. The sad thing about it is, though, that if we do our job well, no one knows we exist. There's never been a press release that's gone out that says for the 433rd payroll, everybody got paid on time. Never going to happen. But if they don't get paid, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be on the news. You know, UNM didn't pay its people this week. If we do our jobs well, no one knows that we're there. And that's the mark of what we as staff do. And so supporting us, supporting staff in all the different things that we all do is so important. And that was one of the reasons why I came back to staff council. I took a break of a few years. But giving back is important, and it was time to do it again. So I really thank all of you for this. I appreciate it more than you'll know. It means a lot to me. And having seen the names of the people that have come before me, it's an honor and a delight to be part of that group. So again, thank you all so much for your support. I appreciate it.
Thank you and congratulations again. And I think all of the nominees were here when I first opened the meeting, with the exception of one. So, Sandra, I want to let you were also nominated for this award. So congratulations to you as well. So thank you, everybody, again. And congratulations once more to Jean. And thank you to everyone for making us all awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Conclude our formal recognition for the Jim Davis Award, and then just allow us to transition into waiting to start our general business meeting, unless anyone else has some final words.
Eddie, I just want to say thank you for being an awesome co-chair and for taking on a lot of the things that have been going on behind the scenes. We're going to start witnessing the first of them this Saturday. Sounds like there's going to be very good attendance, so looking forward to it and appreciate you.
Well, thank you. You as well for being a fantastic co-chair, in life.
Thanks for putting this on. And I wanted to thank Jean Henley for actually bringing me back to staff council a few years ago. I think you're the first person I met at a meeting in the university club, and so I'm back. And I felt like you probably deserved this years ago, because you've always been really involved in DLT and staff benefits. So thank you for supporting us all these years.
Thank you, Joe. I truly appreciate it.
And Jean, there will be a plaque that Amy will coordinate with you to get to you. This year was an interesting year transitioning for this award, in that Joe switched to speaker and Grace took on the role of the chair, right as the Staff Appreciation Week was the main thing we were thinking about, and then we were like, wait, apparently there's another award we need to take care of. So it's a little delayed from standard previous semesters, but there is a plaque coming for you, and Amy will get that coordinated.
It fits in well with what's been going on for the last 2 years.
We made it happen, so we're just delayed. And it's because, not that you deserve any, or everyone who was nominated or the process deserves any less attention, but if we were making next week's staff appreciation event, along with our committee, fantastic and amazing. So I hope you all join for that. not selfless plug, because it's not for me, it's for all of you, but plugging it. Go to the events. Well, thanks again. I officially call my portion done. And Jean, I don't know if you're sticking around for the meeting, but have a fantastic time with your grandkids.
No, I do plan on hanging around, so thank you.
We let me know when we have quorum so we can get a call to order. I think we're still a little bit short.
And even though I said my time is over, I realized, Scott, I need to also thank you for saying a few words about Jean.
So no problem.
I appreciate you contributing to the ceremony.
No problem.
Scott, quorum for today is 24.
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah, whenever you want to start is fine.
Okay, give it another minute. Give people a chance to get here. Once I stop hearing the beep. All right. Well, it's 1:02 by my clock, so we'll call the meeting to order, the May 17th meeting of the staff council. And with that, I'll hand the roll call to you, Amy.
Thank you, Scott. Hello, everyone. Welcome to all of our new counselors. So nice to see everyone. When I call your name, please just unmute yourself and let me know that you're indeed here, and we'll go from there. Okay, let's start with Councillor Arocha. Bowman?
Here.
Beecham?
Here.
Begay? Benitez? Did I hear Jennifer? Jennifer Benitez? No, okay. Boss?
Here.
Did I say that right? Is it Boss or Bose?
Yes, no, that's correct. Boss, like there's two S's, but there's only one.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Alexander. Chavez? Cushing?
Here.
Desai? Sharina, are you here today? Heckman.
Here.
Ostshuker.
Here.
Ostino.
Here.
Fisher.
Present.
Flores.
Here.
Forsyth.
Here.
Gallegos. Gouch?
Here.
Heinemeier?
Here.
Great. Henley?
Here.
Thank you. Jones?
Here.
Pavka?
Here.
Lane?
Here.
Lionbarger?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Luna?
Present.
Martinez?
Here.
McQuarrie?
Proud to be here.
Yay! Glad to have you here. Frankie, thank you. Mount? Jeffrey Mount? Mario?
Here.
Olay?
Here.
Great. Ortiz?
Here.
Great. Fizz?
Here.
Reynolds?
Here.
Rucker? Sakiestua?
Here.
Sanchez?
Here.
Sandoval?
Here.
Sawyer?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Stanton?
Here.
Stoddard?
Present and counted.
Terrell? Or Terrell? Jeremy Terrell? Thomas? Trujillo?
Present.
Trujillo McClure?
Present.
Uriah Sandoval? And Zier.
Here.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody. So, is there anybody who has come into the meeting who did not hear their name called?
Yes, Wood Winton.
Oh, you made it.
I did. My other one ended early.
Great. Thank you, Winton.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, great. Mr. President, quorum has been established. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and thank you, everybody, for being here. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the agenda for today?
Mr. President, the secretary normally calls my name, and the parliament chair.
Adam, we lost you, Adam, for a minute, but he is absolutely right. I was I'm a little nervous for the elections today because it's just a lot of work. But Yes, Adam Hathaway, our professional registered parliamentarian. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. So are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. And with that, I'd like to ask Councillor Yade Sawyer, who has agreed to read the land acknowledgement today.
Founded in 1889, the University of New Mexico sits on the traditional homelands of the Pueblo of Sandia. The original peoples of New Mexico, Pueblo, Navajo, and Apache since time immemorial have deep connections to the land and have made significant contributions to the broader community statewide. We honor the land itself and those who remain stewards of this land throughout the generations and also acknowledge our commitment, our committed relationship to Indigenous peoples. We gratefully recognize our history.
Thank you, Councillor Sawyer. And with that, then, has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes for the April 19th meeting? Your attendance is recorded correctly. Are there any changes to the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. And with that, I'll hand it off to our Councillor Bauman for the election of the Executive Committee. Sandra?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm Sandra Bauman. I am the chair of the Staff Council Rules and Elections Committee for the time being, since all the committees will be new in the near future. If I look like I'm reading from a script, that's because I am. I will take care of this part of the committee meeting until the meeting until the speaker is elected. So the first item of business is the election of our executive committee. As a representative from the Rules and Election and per the election code, I will preside over the election of the president-elect and the speaker. The newly elected speaker will then preside over remaining elections. I would like to remind everyone that only 2022 to 2023 councillors are permitted to vote. Additionally, we must have a quorum for this process, and in order to continue, we ask that all staff councillors remain throughout the meeting. I've noticed a tick up in my participants list. Did anybody join since Amy took roll? Okay. All elections, contested or not, require an official ballot. Each election will be decided by majority vote of ballots cast. Write-in candidates are allowed. Ballots will include the option to write in a candidate or candidates. Our staff council administrative officer, Amy Hawkins, will send out electronic ballots for all elections. Councillors who have difficulty accessing their ballot should contact Amy using the chat function in Zoom. Amy is unable to respond to support requests in any other method. As you know, several nominations have been made already. You may also nominate yourself or any other councillor today as well at any time when nominations for that particular office are open. One election will be held at a time. We will start with naming previously nominated candidates and then open the floor for new nominations. Each candidate will have up to 2 minutes to make a statement. After all candidates have made their statement, we will open the time question and answer period. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to answer questions. Please be aware that Adam Hathaway, our parliamentarian, will be acting as timer and will notify us when the 2 minute time limit nears or expires. Please use the raise hand option in Zoom to be recognized to ask a question of one or more of the candidates. If a councillor does not win one office, he or she may run for another office. Nominations will now open for the position of president-elect. Grace Faustino has been nominated. Are there any further nominations? Okay, there being no further nominations for the position of, then the nominations for the position of president-elect are closed. And we will begin with statements. Grace, please limit your remarks to 2 minutes, and you can start at any time.
Thank you, Councilor Bowman, and thank you for the person who nominated me. I sent out my statement yesterday, and you sent it out to the council. I hope you have had a chance to look at it. And I'm just going to add to that by quoting the latest and the newest Minted JD Gene Davis Awards winner, Gene Henley. We as staff are the third part or component of UNM's community. If we do our jobs well, no one knows we are here. And because we do our jobs well, oftentimes we are overlooked by administration, and we have to constantly advocate for staff, and that is why I am here. As a president-elect, I'm here to support the president in all the initiatives and platforms she has, and also begin to craft what my platform and initiative will be like. We will continue the work that has been done by past presidents, including past president Scott. So I think we constantly continue to advocate for staff. That is why we are here. That's why we choose to be counselors. And I am honored to be nominated, and I hope I'm seeking your vote. I hope to serve you well.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. We will now have a 2-minute question and answer session for Grace. If you would like to ask a question, please use the raise hand function in Zoom. Counselor Sierra Cushing.
Thank you. My question is, I think we all kind of come into this with a issue in mind that really is like the number one priority that you want to focus on. What would be your number one focus for this coming year?
Thank you, Councillor Cushing. I think I pointed a little bit to my statement that was sent out yesterday. One of my biggest focus points is inclusive excellence that aligns really well with UNM's 2040 strategic planning and goal number 3. If most of you have probably seen it so many times already, but in there is a focus specifically on staff. How do we diversify staff hiring, inclusive excellence for staff promotion? So that really would be sort of my pillar and my guiding objective in terms of what I'm very passionate about.
I don't see, oh, Councillor Flores.
Hi, Grace. So I have a question. I think we all know that there's a lot of staff at UNM who doesn't engage with staff council, who doesn't know what staff council is or does even. So what are some ideas you have on engaging non-engaged staff members here at UNM?
Thank you, Councillor Forrest. I knew you were going to ask me a question. So really, some of the ideas that we could potentially leverage is leaning on our councillors, because they do have direct access to our constituents, and holding campus-wide town halls with constituents who are interested in hearing what the council has to say and the executive committee has to say. We have to hear from them what their pain points are. We cannot assume. I came into this to represent my own pain points, and I feel like there are a lot of unheard voices there. Having an open dialogue with UNM staff as a whole is one way of reaching and really doing a significant outreach.
Thank you.
I don't see any other hands raised. So I will close the question and answer period, and Amy will send an electronic ballot to each counselor. Please indicate your single choice for president-elect on your ballot. Write-in candidates are allowed. If you do not see your ballot in your inbox, please check your clutter folder. And if there is no objection while we wait for both the ballots, the voting, and the tallying, we will stand at ease for the, during that part of the meeting. Okay, hearing.
While we stand at ease, I just want to say welcome to all of the new counselors. I know this is an odd meeting to always start counselors on. It seems so, like, quiet and stagnant. But we're not always this quiet and boring. I'm just kidding. Some of us are. No, I'm totally kidding there, too. We are a fantastic group of people, but welcome to the 15 new counselors.
Stanton?
I'm sorry, I forgot what to do if I don't have a ballot.
In the chat you can send a message to Amy. I haven't received a ballot yet either.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I'll let everyone know when they should start seeing the ballot. Forgive me for a minute. I'm having just a slight issue with the software, but I'll let you know when to expect it. Just so you guys know, I update the voters list so that counselors who are not here don't get the ballot because, according to our rules, you have to be present to vote. So give me just another minute, and I'll let you know when you should start seeing those. Thanks. Thanks for your patience.
While we wait, some breaking news for everybody. Santa Fe and Carson National Forests are closing as of Thursday until December 31st unless conditions improve. And Cibola National Forest, the Sandia Ranger District, is also closing on Thursday. So there go my weekend plans for the entire summer. We were going to go camping and climbing this weekend. And then we're like, no, let's just go climbing. And now that's not happening. And we just kick off our summer with backpacking on Memorial Day weekend. And I'm like, not anywhere nearby.
Well, that's Santa Fe and Cibola that are close?
Santa Fe and Carson and the Sandia Ranger District of Cibola and Magdalena District of Cibola as well. Anywhere within reasonable driving distance.
Thank you, Yade, for the PSA. But even at ease, if you could raise your hands to be recognized, it would be really helpful. Adam, you were going to say something?
Madam Chair, as always, you are on it. Thank you for reminding the even when the council is at ease, everyone must be recognized by the chair. People cannot blurt or have private conversations. So thank you for covering that.
Thank you. But we could still have conversations. Just because I need to say, oh, I see your hand up, doesn't mean that you can't put your hand up and we can't still consider continuous conversation. For example, Yade. What were your weekend plans going to be over the summer that now you can't do?
I apologize for my oversight of the hand raising. It's been so long since we've had standing at ease during active meetings. They were going to be climbing in San Diego this weekend and then backpacking somewhere next weekend, but now I have no idea. Maybe stand-up paddleboarding on the river or mountain trail riding in the Bosque. I don't know. We'll see.
Councilor Terrell.
So does that include the South 14 as well? We have a Boy Scout troop that was scheduled to go camping at the group campsite down there.
I think that question was directed to Yade, but I see Grace's hand up. So, Councillor Faustino, I'm going to acknowledge you, and then Councillor Sawyer, if you want to answer Councillor Terrell's question, if you know. Let me know.
Thank you, Councilor Bowman. I was just going to ask the council, how many of you are going to this weekend's United game? Raise your hand if you are. Use your virtual hand or something. Awesome.
Now, since you said after Grace, I go, but do you want me to call? So raise my hand.
Go ahead.
I'm like, I don't know how that one works.
So there are a couple people with their hands up. I don't know if they still have their hands up because they're answering Grace's question, but I did say, Yade, that you should answer Damien's question. So go ahead.
Grace, you're screwing up the hands. It's confusing. So from what it says in the little PSA from the journal, it's that Santa Fe and Carson National Forests are forest-wide closures. Cibola National Forest and grasslands are closed at the Mount Taylor, Mountain Air, and Sandia Ranger districts. So it depends on where that location, Damien, if it's within one of those ranger districts. I don't know the ranger districts off the top of my head.
Thank you. So now we're going to go back into meeting mode. I do see Councillor Trujillo McClure's hand up and also Councillor Wood. So we will go ahead and I don't know if you're noticing the chat. I'm sorry. First, I wanted to let you know I got my ballot, and Amy has put in chat that the ballots have been sent. Let her know if you haven't gotten yours. Councillor Trujillo McClure?
No. Hello. I just wanted to put a PSA out there that my sister informed me that 8 COVID tests can now be ordered in addition to the 2 that we got a couple of months ago, and you order them the same way through the USPS.
Thank you very much. That's good information. Councillor Wood?
Hi. I'm just getting back to the last topic. That I think it's really good that they're closing the forest. We are our home up in southwest Taos County is about to evacuate, and our home doesn't look like it's going to make it. So, just you know, I know it's sad, but it's really important that 300,000 acres is. It's just really that fire is. It's not good news. So if we can avoid it elsewhere and avoid the destruction, that would be great. Sorry, that's all. And I'm not sure how to raise my hand. I think maybe I can figure it out. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Councillor Sawyer.
It was just a follow-up to that. Like, I'm not trying to be callous about it. I completely understand and agree with the closures. I just also am sad about the fact that we're even in this situation. But, no, I 100% agree. I'm surprised we haven't closed them sooner, and I think it's absolutely heartbreaking what's happening across the state. So, Winston, my heart is with you, and I'm sorry to hear about your home.
Thank you. Councillor Stanton?
Thank you.
Stanton, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, if you can't go hiking, I'm not a hiker, but the roller skating rink has been updated thanks to Stranger Things and is a really fun place. And they have adult night and kids night, and they have like retro night. So that's indoors. You don't have to breathe in the smoke.
Thank you, Councillor Stanton. President Amy.
You're muted.
Of course I am, Yade. What else? Of course I'm muted. Anyway, thank you, Councillor Bowman. I just wanted to hop on. They just added a second adult-only night that Jessica probably knows about. It's an 80s night. So you've got your 80s night, or you've got like your 90s sort of R&B adult night. And as someone who grew up going to Roller King in middle school, it was so much fun to go to an adult night there. I highly recommend it. That's $20 you and your spouse or partner can spend.
Thank you all for all the social tips. See? New counselors, just as Counselor Sawyer was mentioning, we are a great group of people. We help out each other in a whole lot of ways. How is the voting going? Has everybody voted who wishes to, or are we still having ballot issues?
We still are having one or two people looking for their ballot. So I just want to say where the clutter folder is, because it may have gone there. If you're using Outlook, on the left-hand panel under your email where you have inbox, drafts, etc., in that same list, you'll see trash, junk folder, and clutter. Please check your clutter folder for this ballot.
Thank you, Amy. Councillor Terrell.
I have not received my ballot yet either.
Okay, and Councillor Terrell, have you been able to check your clutter? I do have one councillor who says he has everything listed in his email except for clutter. In that case, did you check your junk? Sounds funny to say.
Councilor Terrell.
I did check my sandbox, and I have clutter turned off, so I don't have clutter, which the other person probably doesn't have clutter turned on either.
Okay. Let me see if I can resend a ballot. Give me a moment, please.
Councillor Magooch? Did I say that right?
No, that would be Gouch.
Gouch, I'm sorry.
We all get one. No, I'm kidding. No, I can't seem to find it. Other than my junk, I go from deleted to junk to archives, nothing in clutter.
Councillor Sawyer put a search for email search in the chat. I don't know if you want to try using her suggestion in the search.
Okay, Councillor Gouch, I have resent the ballot for you. Okay, and let me make sure I do have your email correct. mgouch@unm.edu. Okay, and Damien got his. Great. Thank you, Damien.
That would be mgouch@salud.unm.edu.
Okay, that's the issue. Okay, I've sent that to your updated email, Marvin. Is that your preferred email correspondence for all my other emails as well? I'll change that on my list.
Yes, Representative Yashes, that's exactly what I would like. Thank you.
Let us know when you see that ballot. Thanks everyone for your patience. The first one of these is always, there's always some troubleshooting, so I really appreciate your patience, and the next ones will go a little smoother, I'm quite sure.
I saw a thumbs up on Councillor Gouch's little window pane, so I hope that means that he got his ballot.
Fantastic, okay. Let me close the ballots. I'll be with you. I'll be right back with the teller report.
Thank you, Amy.
I got an update. It was at Manzano Mountain State Park, and they are closing, so our Boy Scouts troop camp out is canceled.
I'm sorry.
Okay, everyone, and Madam Speaker, or Madam Chair, rather, excuse me. In the election for president-elect, 38 votes were cast, 20 votes were required for the majority. Grace Faustino received 36 votes. Write-in candidate Frankie Flores received one vote. Write-in candidate Sierra Cushing received one vote.
Thank you, Amy. Therefore, Grace Faustino has been elected staff counsel president-elect. Congratulations, Grace.
Thank you, Councilor Bowman, and everyone who voted.
Okay, now we're going to move on for nominations to the position of speaker. Jo Lane has been nominated. Are there any further nominations? Right. Hearing no further nominations, the nominations for position of speaker are closed. We will now move into a 2-minute period where Joe Lane can make his statement. Please make sure your statement stays within 2 minutes. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Sarah, Chair. Hi, I'm Joe Lane, and I'm now a grade 11 rep, and I would like to be your speaker for another year. When I became speaker back in November, I was terrified. I'm socially shy, and it's hard not to speak my mind sometimes. And it's also, I need to be neutral and all that as a speaker. Especially it's been really good for me being speaker, especially through the media and Zoom. We'll see what happens when we go back to real life, live and in person. So I have a couple of stories here to share. I turned 60 this last January, and I was leaving home this morning, and my wife mentioned, oh, in 5 years, you can retire and stay home. There are two things that, great things that, about growing old. You tend to forget things more, and you tend to worry less about what others think of you, especially because you don't remember who they are and what they are. I will continue to work for all of us, as our parliamentarian continually states. Nobody is more important than all of us. Nobody is more important than all of you. So if I make a mistake, I'm only human. You guys point that out to me. I close with a story. Many years ago, I was on staff council in 93, 94, I think it was, for 2 years. And when I first started, Jim Davis was the speaker and Donald Burge was our president. I couldn't understand why the president was sitting in front of us with his arms crossed, just shaking his head at everything he agreed. And Jim was doing all the talking, and now I understand. He was a big man, a gentleman, pretty understanding. And so he ran the meetings as if it were an auction, and it went smoothly. I will try to keep us calm, and I will try to get us through our business at a reasonable time. So thank you for your nomination. Thanks.
Good job. We now have a 2-minute question and answer session for Joe. If you would like to ask Joe a question, please use the Zoom raise hand feature, and I will recognize you. President-elect Falcino.
Thank you, Councilor Bowman. Councilor Joe, I know the UNM we left in 2020 is not the same UNM we're coming to in 2022. Have you thought about what framework staff council meetings will take once we sort of have this new way of working at UNM?
I was hoping we could do a hybrid, but that I understand that may not work at all. We may end up going in person. And I would hope that everyone is comfortable going to that back to that in-person meeting type thing. It's going to be hard for us to get used to that. We're already all used to Zoom. I know I'm used to Zoom. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Councillor Stanton, I saw your hand up and now it's down. So I don't know.
I'm sorry. My boss just called me, so I had to take my hand down. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Are there any other questions for Joe? Okay. Seeing no hands and hearing no answer to my verbal question, we'll close the question and answer speaker, the session, and Amy will now send an electronic ballot to each counselor.
Please indicate your single choice for speaker on your ballot. Write-in candidates are allowed. If you do not see your ballot in your inbox, check your clutter folder, and everything else that we just went through the first time around applies this time as well. So let Amy know as soon as possible, as soon after it, she tells us that the ballots have been sent. After a few minutes, if you haven't gotten it, let her know.
Okay, everyone, the ballots have been sent. So you should see those in your inbox within 2 minutes.
I just received mine.
Cool.
And again, if there's no objection, we will stand at ease while the ballots are being distributed and counted. President-elect Faustino.
Thank you, Councilor Bowman. I just wanted to maybe suggest that to help Amy with how many people received their vote, if you can just indicate with the check mark that you received it, that will ensure that she addresses those who haven't.
You mean using a check mark from our reactions? Thank you for the suggestion.
Is there anyone who has not had a chance to vote yet in the election for speaker?
Yes, this is Winton. It still hasn't come through. For president-elect, it did come through, but it still has not for speaker.
Okay, one moment, please, Winton. Vincent, I just resent that, so please let us know when you get that.
Got it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who has not had a chance to vote yet in the election for speaker? Okay, I will close the ballot and be right back with the teller's report.
Thank you, Amy. President Amy.
Thank you, Councilor Bowman. I know that it was already confusing that my first name is Amy, and it is not going to get less confusing over the next 12 months. I often receive your notices of counselors when you won't be able to attend a meeting or you have questions, you know, by email, sometimes in the chat. So would it be helpful if I removed my first name from Zoom?
But you asked us to call you President Amy and not Madam President just last meeting.
I know I did. You are correct, and I am in the wrong in this. I just want it to be easier for everybody, since I am never, ever, ever going to be as helpful in any way as Amy Hawkins.
I'm going to recognize Councillor Eichmann first because Councillor Sawyer has had many opportunities to speak already this meeting. Councillor Eichmann.
Yeah, I would just like to say to President Ortiz or President Amy, I'm fine with you having your name. I actually appreciate that I got it wrong the first time because I learned something. And I think everybody should have to go through the same learning process. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. I also see Amy Hawkins' hand up, our administrator's hand up, so she may be telling us the results. Councillor Sawyer, may I ask her to go ahead? Amy, please.
Thanks again, everybody. In the election for staff council speaker, 37 votes were cast, 19 votes required for the majority. Joel received 35 votes. Write-in candidate Sandra Bowman received one vote, and a write-in candidate who is not eligible, who is not of the staff council, received one vote.
Thank you. Therefore, Joe Lane has been elected speaker, and Joe will now chair the remaining elections and the rest of the meeting. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandra. If I sound like I'm reading the script, I also am. We are now running nominations for treasurer. So far, Carla Sakiestiwa has been nominated. Are there any further nominations? I'm sorry, Amy?
Sorry, Joe, that my hand was raised from before. I've lowered it.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? There being no further nominations, nominations for the position of treasurer are closed. Statements. Carla, you're allowed to do a two-minute statement, and we'll hear from you.
Thank you, Speaker Lane. I'm Councillor Carla Sakiestiwa, grade 14. I have been with staff council for many, many years, and I have participated on many committees. I've also been, back in the past, I was treasurer twice. So the treasurer role is nothing new to me. My experience in I have a lot of experience with the Banner Finance, UNM Finance. I've worked with PI, Principal Investigator Research Portfolios, for many years, back with the UNM Cancer Center, and I've also currently am in charge of the PI grant portfolios here at Interdisciplinary Science Cooperative, which is, I think, a lot much easier these days than at the Cancer Center. So it's nothing new to me, working with accounts and creating indexes, managing what we can purchase, what we are able to purchase. But my experience with treasurer before, I'm always encouraging counselors to really see the reports, and I'll try to help you understand as we go further along what these reports actually mean and how you can actually advocate for using some of these funds as we go forward. There are a lot of really good proposals that come through, but sometimes they're fast and fury and late. But if we know ahead of time how we can utilize those funds and and you have a great idea, and maybe that idea is going to happen in the spring, please try to put it forward in the fall, and it will help you work with it and help you manage that the funds that you're wanting to use. And sometimes funds can also be in line with another group that's working on the same type of event. And so then we have great collaborations. So I'm always open to ideas, and also open to what you guys really want to do with these funds to advocate for staff.
Mr. Speaker, that's fine.
Thank you. We'll now host a question and answer with Carla. Are there any questions for Carla? I recognize Nate.
Since you were a treasurer before, Carla, do you feel like staff council should be doing more or less programs or events for staff based on past budgets and current finances?
I think if we can do more, it would be great. How we manage the funds and how we're able to structure costs to make that happen is really working with you and working with the counselors and working with other groups that may be able to help out with funds. Since we've gotten budgets like reduced over the past few years, and it's never been easy, but it's always good to get some collaboration efforts like these events with burritos, handouts. We do get help and assistance from different groups like HSC side and other groups. Maybe we can advocate staff president or the provost help out. So it's always possible.
Thank you.
Okay, I recognize Jessica Stanton.
Hey, Carla. We've worked together with budgets in the past. And since you have been treasurer before, is there anything that you have in mind that you would like to see updated or maybe changed with what we do from how it was when you were in council, treasurer previously?
I think what I'd like to see happen is more, the counselors' suggestions voiced more in our general meetings. A lot of times we send the reports out early, but I for one would like to be able to speak more on those reports and encourage counselors to ask questions. Ask questions about those reports. And if you don't quite understand, please speak up and we'll talk about it. And the general meeting is the perfect place to do that. And even if you have ideas, I think that's the way to go. The report has been, the submission for funds has been changed a bit. And if we continually, that's a working document. It's not set in stone. So, but if I really encourage counselors to try to advocate for any event they'd like to do. And if they really feel they need some suggestion, please come to exec. Exec has an open door. So you can definitely come and advocate at that committee.
Okay, Councillor Graves.
Mr. Speaker, that's time.
Sorry, our time for question and answer is closed. I mean, for our time set. We'll now send the electronic ballot to each counselor. Please indicate your single choice for treasurer on your ballot. Write-in candidates are allowed.
The ballots have been sent out, everyone. Please chat me if you don't see your ballot in a couple minutes. And if someone could let me know when they do start seeing that come in.
Amy, this is Mark. I have not seen since the last time.
It says it's running.
Just received mine.
Ah, great. Okay. Everyone else should start seeing theirs momentarily then. Thank you.
Yes, just came in.
Has everyone voted that wish to vote yet?
Joe, I've got one counselor I'm double checking on.
Okay.
Okay. Has everyone voted that wishes to vote? Okay, I'll go ahead and close the ballot. I'll be right back with the teller's report.
So the meeting's at ease. Does anyone want to say anything? Anything? Okay, I recognize Grace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to let all our new counselors know that we have some great awards that run on a monthly basis with rewards and recognition. Please use that opportunity to nominate your constituents, send it out, reach out to your fellow constituents to nominate, especially the Paul's Awards. We have some outstanding ones also that have monetary awards associated with them. Check out the Staff Council website if you need to understand more about it.
Okay, Jessica would be next, but I would want to move on to Amy. She has a report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the election for treasurer, 35 votes were cast, 18 votes required for the majority. Carla received 34 votes, and Angie Beecham received, write-in candidate Angie Beecham received one vote.
Thank you. In the election for treasurer, Therefore, Carla has been elected treasurer for the next term. Thank you, Carla, for your service. For our next election is the Great at Large Representatives. Nominations are now open for a Great at Large Representative. Sierra Cushing and Nate Faust-Chucker have been nominated. Are there any other nominations?
Speaker Lane, may I ask a quick question just for clarification of what the position entails as a new counselor? I apologize.
It's a large representative on exec. You just represent, you basically represent all grades that you're being a grade representative on exec. That's basically what the job is. Can anybody further explain it than I'm better than I can? Go ahead, Amy. Or President Amy.
Just to clarify, it's true that I said no one needed to call me Madam President, partly because I prefer a non-gendered honorific, but it really was saying, you can just call me Amy. You don't even have to add the president if you don't want to. But here I am, or Ortiz, whatever works for you. So both the precinct at large and the great at large, this is a great question because it is all of our new counselors' first meetings. And, you know, treasurer, that's pretty self-explanatory, right, what the treasurer does or president-elect. But at large is a little bit more confusing. So basically you have a seat and a vote in the executive committee. So you meet with us weekly. You are an officer, and you can be asked to attend committee meetings by the president as their representative, since the president cannot sit on any committee. So basically you're, yes, as Joe said, if you're a precinct at large or a grade at large rep, you're representing the interests of precinct counselors and their constituents, or grade counselors and their constituents as a whole in the executive committee. And thank you, Councillor Bowman. She just put a link to the text from our bylaws that describes the position in the chat.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Thank you, Sandra. Are there any further nominations? There being no further nominations, the nominations for Great at Large Representatives are closed. This is a time where the candidates can give their statements. We'll start off with Sierra and then move on to Nate. Sierra, go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker Lane. Good afternoon, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sierra Cushing. I am a supervisor of student success here at the EMS Academy on North Campus. I'm a grade 11 representative as well as a member and former co-chair of the HSC staff committee and current grade at large representative on executive. I'm also a three-time alum from UNM, most recently with my master's in public administration. And 3 years ago, I joined staff council not really knowing what to expect, but thinking that this would be a really cool way to give back to the community and also use maybe some of the skills that I was learning in my MPA in order to better the staff, better the lives of UNM staff. This is a really, really cool organization. I know I said that in my little blurb. But since my time here, we have fought for wage increases, analyzed parking issues, stood in solidarity with people who have been marginalized or threatened, and been also a lot of fun with seeing events like staff appreciation lunches and tunnel tours and campus beautification projects, ice cream giveaways, all sorts of both meaningful and fun activities and projects. And I'm sure I've probably already bored you by repeating the information that I've put in my blurb. So I'll end with this. I've truly, truly enjoyed serving as your grade representative on exec, one of them. And I really hope to receive your vote to continue to serve in that capacity. Thank you.
Thank you, Sierra. Right now, you have 2 minutes to we'll start with Nate. Go ahead, Nate.
Hello, my name is Nate Faust-Shucker. I'm a senior academic advisor in the College of Arts and Sciences. I'm a grade 12 representative. I guess I'm technically a five-time alum of UNM, bachelor's, master's, two graduate certificates, and a post-master's concentration. So I've done a lot of school at UNM over the years. And I've been part of staff council since 2019. I started and was, again, not super sure what staff council does, joined a couple of committees and kind of just sat and listened to see what everyone does. For the past year, I've been the chair of the staff success committee that does the events like staff and students that Brian Vineyard did a really good job kind of establishing, and I just kind of put my own little twist on it, try to get some other departments involved that are not primarily academic, other things that staff should know about, like campus recreation and what they offer and ombuds, as well as trying to bring dogs to the event, because who doesn't love dogs? And if staff council can partner with organizations outside of UNM to help others possibly to get some dogs fostered or adopted, then I feel like it's definitely a good opportunity. This past spring, the Staff Success Committee did its first staff as grads event that recognizes staff at the university that graduate while pursuing a degree, because we all know that sometimes being a staff member can be challenging and sometimes being a student can be challenging. So doing them both at the same time can be ultra challenging. And I feel like there's still a lot more that staff council can do to help students. I have other ideas for other events and programs that we could definitely get going that I think would benefit student staff in general. I'm always trying to advocate for staff to be able to use their tuition or admission and get their time off from work. I know there's a lot of discrepancies across campus about who's allowed to use 3 hours of paid leave to go take classes, who's not. And I feel like we can do a much better job getting that information out regarding that and hopefully hear more from HR regarding this issue, because it's been around for a while and I feel like there's a lot more we can do to advocate for staff who are just being denied that ability to take time off to take classes and pursue their education more because they have a manager that's just not being cooperative or helpful. And I think there's a lot more we can do, and I hope to be able to continue on staff council to help serve staff in general.
Okay, we will now host a 2-minute question and answer per candidate. So does anybody have any questions for Nate or Sierra?
Mr. Speaker, just as a reminder, it's one at a time.
One at a time. Okay, does anybody have any questions for Sierra? Not seeing any. Does anybody have any questions for Nate? Okay, Amy will now send out electronic ballots to each counselor. Please indicate up to 2 choices for grade at large representative on your ballot. You may vote for 2 candidates. Write-in candidates are allowed. So go ahead and set up the ballot. Amy, which should probably go easy to me.
So ballots have been sent. Once again, everybody, please let me know if you have any trouble, if you don't see your ballot within a minute or two. And when somebody does see their ballot come through, would you just let us know so everyone knows when it is second?
I got mine.
Cool.
Thank you. Got mine also.
Right on. Is there anyone who has not been able to vote yet? who wishes to.
This is Winton. I still haven't received mine.
Oh, shoot. All right. I forgot to add you to this one. Hold on, Winton.
Speaker Lane, there appears to be a question on the floor.
Can I see that? Go ahead, Jessica. I recognize Jessica.
Thank you. It's just a general question. Does anyone on staff council work with or for the main campus admissions office? If so, will you send me a message at some point? Thank you. I have a question.
Who's going to say had a question? Please raise your hand.
Oh, it was still me. That was me. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to mute myself now.
Okay, now, is there anyone who has not been able to vote who wishes to? Okay, cool. I will close the ballot and I'll be right back with the Keller's report.
So again, does anybody have anything to say at this time? Please raise your hand. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know earlier we were talking about camping and the fire situations and the roller skating rink. I just want to say that the city pools are open. I've enjoyed taking some kids to the pool and just kind of cooling down for a while. So here's another social activity idea to throw out, and it's pretty economically priced.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks everyone. In the election for grade at large rep, 40 ballots were cast, 21 votes required for majority. Sierra received 38 votes, and Nate received 35 votes. No write-ins for this election.
No write-ins, okay. Therefore, Sierra and Nate have been elected grade at large representatives. Congratulations. Next are the precinct at large representatives. Nominations are now open for precinct at large. We have Angie Beaucamp and Mark Fisher as have been nominated. Are there any other nominations? There being no further nominations, nominations for the position of precinct at large representatives are closed. Let us begin with the statements. Angie, you could go first.
Thanks, Joe. I'm Angie Beecham. I know it's hard to name. I work as a department administrator for film and digital arts, where I also teach film history each semester. And I'm the precinct representative for, it's precinct 4, which is College of Fine Arts and the School of Engineering. I really take joining the executive committee really seriously. It's a real commitment to put in the work to support our president's priorities and to also put forward actions and proposals to support staff in a variety of ways. A former staff council president mentioned what he called my measured approach to discussions in the executive committee, and I feel as if I'm able to work with everyone to come to solutions I don't think that will be a real issue with all of us who've been elected so far, but I'm quite proud of that in terms of my what I bring to the executive committee. So I hope I receive your support for the precinct at large representative.
Thank you, Angie. Now I'll go with Mark.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mark Fisher. As usual, I'm in work, so I cannot put my screen on for HIPAA privacy regulations, but welcome to all our new staff counselors. I just wanted to say that I have been elected the last 6 months in the interim as a precinct at large representative, and I would appreciate continuing in that effort in this next year cycle with the staff council. I've been a staff counselor here since 2018, if you read my blurb there. I've worked on a variety of different committees as well, including DEI and previously in the HSC staff committee, and even a stint on rules and elections for a tiny bit. As a part of the executive committee, I really appreciate the opportunities within this kind of role to represent a larger, broader swath of staff, like it was mentioned by President Amy, that we also can advocate, you know, for all precincts in this case within the staff council, and you know, a vote be representative for precinct issues that may yield a greater nudge or something like that. So yeah, I really would appreciate the opportunity to continue in this role, as it also provides greater learning opportunities for me as well, to become to become better as a service person for the rest of staff. So I would appreciate your consideration and look forward to continuing working with all of the newly elected members on our executive committee. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Are there any questions? You have 2 minutes question period. Do you have any questions for Angie? Does anybody have any questions for Mark? Thank you. Amy will now send out an electronic ballot to each counselor. Please indicate up to 2 choices for precinct at large representative on your ballot. You may vote for 2 candidates. Write-in candidates are allowed.
The ballots have been sent to everyone, hopefully to everyone's correct email address, and to everyone who has joined us since the beginning. So thank you all again for all your patience. I know it's always like the last one, right, where finally got things out, everything should be smooth, hopefully. But as always, please let me know if you do not receive a ballot. And when someone receives theirs, let us know.
Just got it.
Just got it.
Is there anyone who has not been able to vote yet who wishes to? Okay. Let me close the ballot. I'll be right back with the teller's report. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Does anybody have anything else you would like to bring up? All right. Go ahead, Sandra.
Thank you, Speaker Joe. I would just like to encourage all counselors, but especially the new counselors, and especially the very new to staff council counselors, to go to the staff council website and look at all of the committees that there are available to join. Look at their descriptions, look at the minutes that are there, because we will be working on recruiting for next year's council committee in between now and I think certainly in June and July. So we need the best way to interact on staff council, and past President Scott will agree is by a committee. That's where the work gets done. That's where relationships are built. So I really encourage you all to take advantage of these next few weeks to and reach out to any of the committee chairs that are listed on the web pages to find out more about the committee as well.
All right, everyone. In the election for precinct at large rep, 40 ballots were cast, 21 votes required for the majority. Angie received 39 votes. Mark received 37 votes. And there were no write-in candidates for this election.
Oh, sorry. Therefore, Angie and Mark are precinct of large representatives. Congratulations. Okay, Scott Sanchez will now do the installation of new officers. Our elections are over. Thank you for voting. Sessions are over for the executive committee. Thank you. Go ahead, Scott.
Give me 1 minute to run back to my desk. I'm sorry, I had to run to my printer. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all.
Go ahead, Sierra.
Thank you, Speaker Lane. I just want to second what Sandra said. Please, please, please get involved in the committees. It's super fun. You can get involved. You can be directly involved with, like, all the cool things that we do here. So I look forward to doing maybe, like, roundtable or something with you guys next meeting. But please get involved.
Go ahead, Amy.
Thanks, Speaker Lane. I move that we amend the agenda for you as the speaker to appoint the parliamentarian, as is your right.
Is there any second to that motion? Does that need to be?
Second.
Any discussion? So with unanimous consent and no objection, we'll accept that I do the appointment of parliamentarian.
Right, and I'm ready whenever you say go. So.
Oh, go Scott.
All right. Newly elected counselors and executive committee, please rise to hear the UNM Staff Council Code of Ethics, which can be found in the Staff Counselor Handbook. All staff counselors are bound by the election code. This code of ethics for staff counsel is intended to be advisory and to provide guidelines for professional and civil conduct of staff counselors and members of the UNM staff who are working on behalf of staff counsel. It is not intended to be a strict code of conduct or to be inclusive of all possible contingency situations might arise. Staff counselors aspire to higher principles and conduct and to respect the rights of other members of the university community. Staff counselors shall conduct themselves in meetings with civility and respect for all other members, staff, and guests. Staff counselors shall respect council's chosen processes and follow the staff council bylaws when participating in formal staff council meetings. Staff counselors shall place the interests of staff council above personal and private interests in conducting staff council business. Staff counselors shall make known a conflict of interest or the potential for a perceived conflict of interest. Staff counselors shall respect the privacy of fellow staff counselors, and they shall maintain the integrity of confidential information and communication. Staff counselors shall strive to work together with other staff counselors in a constructive and cooperative manner. You shall act with integrity in matters that pertain to staff counsel and be the highest and be honest in their communication with other staff counselors. They shall uphold the honor and dignity of staff counsel and fellow staff counselors in the interaction with students, faculty, school administrators, colleagues, and the public. Staff counselors shall strive to perform their functions as staff counselors with diligence and competence. They shall become familiar with the business before staff counsel through preparation and follow through, and they shall fairly and accurately represent the proceedings of staff counsel to their constituents and university administration. They shall actively participate in staff counsel proceedings, and they shall attempt to make positive contributions in all of their endeavors as staff counselors. Staff counselors shall not condone nor participate in unethical conduct on the part of staff counselors, members of the staff of UNM, nor guests at staff council meetings. Staff counselors conduct themselves ethically, accept full responsibility for upholding this code of conduct. So I so proclaim you installed. Congratulations.
Congratulations, everyone. It's my honor to appoint the parliamentarian. I would like to, without objection, appoint Adam Hathaway as our parliamentarian. And Adam, thanks for all your help now and in the future.
You are welcome, Mr. Speaker.
On to information items. Councilor comments. This is where, if those of you who haven't spoken in the past, you can speak now. Go ahead, Frankie.
Hi. Glad to be here with you all. A couple of things. One, we are getting ready for Pride Fest. It's our first in-person Pride in 2 years. If I can put in the chat, we have a, if you're interested in working on the float or marching with us for Pride, it's going to be really fun. We have these cute t-shirts behind us. This image behind us is going to be on our t-shirts. Also, we are looking for volunteers to person our booth at Pride Fest as well. You get a free ticket and a parking pass to come in, a $20 value for free. So if you're interested, please email me. And also, I would like to ask if we can have a discussion around the language in the staff counselor. It's not inclusive for us to say all rise. It's a little ableist. So I would like to talk to somebody about maybe amending that language so it's a little bit more inclusive.
Okay, thank you, Frankie. We'll keep that in mind for future reference. If anyone wants to work on that with Frankie, that would be great. Go ahead, Jennifer. You had your hand up?
I did, and then I took it down. But I just wanted to put a little plug in there for all the festivities that our committee has been working on for Staff Appreciation Week next week. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's been a lot of work, the majority of it done by people other than myself on the committee who have done an outstanding job at working on it and planning it and coordinating all the details of it. But beyond that, I hope it's okay, but I also wanted to give a shout-out to Sandra, who I serve with on another committee, the Rules and Elections Committee. She's getting ready to retire, and I just wish her great happiness, health and happiness in her retirement, and I want to thank her for always being so professional and keeping everything organized and running smoothly as she did, helping with the beginning of the meeting and the elections today.
Congratulations, Sandra.
Thank you, Jennifer. And I recognize Amy. Go ahead.
So I would like to second Jennifer's comments about Sandra, and I am pleased for her and sorry for me in equal measure, because she is really wonderful, and I really appreciate her. And Frankie, your comments reminded me of something, and that is that all of you new counselors don't know how to start these things. You see something that you might want to do or change, and so what do you do at that point? And one thing that you can do is you can write standing rules, you can write motions, you can create edits to the bylaws. And so I used to chair rules and elections. I was on that committee for many years. If I can be of assistance, I would love to do that. And anyone, that goes for anyone who's interested in learning how to write anything for staff council business. It's really easy. It's one of those things that seems intimidating until you do it the first time, and then you realize it's a nothing burger. So we'll get it done.
Thank you, Amy. Are there any other counselor comments? Go ahead, Frankie McCurry.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to introduce myself, Frankie McCurry. I'm currently the testing coordinator at the Accessibility Resource Center, and now I'm the Precinct 14 staff counselor, so I'm excited to work with all of you and represent the staff in our in my precinct and work with the staff in my precinct as well. So, hi, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Graves.
I just want to recognize that we have two McCurrys on the council, the same as we have two Ortizes on the council.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for pointing that out. Are there any other councilor introductions? I know we have quite a few here, so any other? Mike, can you put raise your hand again? Did you want to go?
I did. Just want to comment on Councilor Frostino. The other McCray, she's actually watching. She's a family member just watching the first meeting that I'm in. So I'm the only McCray on the council.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks for clearing that up. Sorry, I can't see your name. Is it Madeline?
It is, yes. Yeah, I will also give a quick introduction. My name is Madeline Leyenberger. I am a fairly new staff member. I believe I'm coming to about the 8th month of starting here at UNM. I'm a 2-time UNM alumni, and I'm currently serving as the graduate programs recruiter at the Anderson School of Management. So I'm excited to get to know you all and to get involved in committees. And thank you all for a great beginning meeting.
Thank you, Madeline. Are there any other introductions? Go ahead. Is it Sharina? Go ahead.
Everyone, my name is Sharina Desai. I am currently the technical director of the Autophagy Inflammation and Metabolism Core Facility here at HSC. Yeah, I started, and then 2 weeks later, we all broke for COVID. Before that, I was a postdoc at the Cancer Center, and really just looking forward to being proactive, representing Precinct 22. I've met a lot of graduate students who have asked me all kinds of questions about what supports are there for folks. I just talked to someone who is in charge of, he's the manager of housekeeping, and asking, hey, are there translation services for non-clinical departments? Like, how do we find out about these things? So already we're starting with questions, and I don't know if there are standing listservs for new staff counselors to easily reach their respective offices under their precinct. So lots of questions. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Sharina. Amy could help you with that. I'll go ahead. Let me go ahead and go with Amy right now. Go ahead, Amy.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I did just want to answer Sharina real quickly. All new counselors, you will be receiving an email from me shortly, well, by the end of the week, I should say. One, adding you to the counselors listserv, where all counselors will be on the listserv so you can communicate with each other. And then, yes, the other part of the listserv updates that I will be doing this afternoon and tomorrow will be to make sure that each one of you have access to your constituent listservs and how to go about using those. So all of you will receive more information about those things shortly.
Thank you, Amy. Go ahead, Alexander.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alex Foss. I put Alexander on there just because I know so many Alexes, so not many go by Alexander. It doesn't matter to me. Either one is fine. I'm the senior statistician at the College of Pharmacy. Kind of like Sharina, I started just as COVID happened. I didn't have 2 weeks. I started one day, and then they had me sign everything that day, and I didn't even work the full day, and I went home. So I'm actually excited now that we're back to get to meet a whole bunch of people, and especially here in staff council, that'll help quite a bit and get involved.
Thank you. Amber?
Hello, everyone. I'm Amber Trujillo-McClure. I am the Associate Registrar for Records and Registration. I've been with UNM for about 18 months. And I came right in the middle of all of the transitions in November of 2020. So it's been a little bit baptism by fire. I'm very excited to be involved with you all and to get on some committees. I have specific interests in different ways to bring awareness to allyship as well as women in leadership.
Thank you, Amber. Councillor Gouch, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm Marvin Gouch. I am an 8-year employee of the UNM EMS Academy. I spent most of my time out there on the base with a pararescue man. We've come back to campus in the past year and a half. And now I'm one of the instructor coordinators for the EMS Corps, as well as I assist with the training of the EMT basics, as well as paramedics and advanced paramedics. It's an exciting thing. I'm glad to be a part of this. I'm looking forward to working with you all, and hopefully that I can be an asset to you as well as be an assistant to you all as best as I can. Thank you for your time, and thanks for including me in this meeting. I'm excited to get to work.
Thank you, Marvin. Go ahead, Brian Jones.
Sorry, you think I never worked with tech before here. All right. My name is Brian Jones. I am delighted to be here. I was delighted to be elected. I'm from Precinct 7. I work in communications here in the president's office. I don't have the cool set behind me that Sharina did. I actually just have a picture behind me, so she had the coolest backdrop, I think, so far. I'm already planning on going to the baseball game next week, so I'm already excited to be here with the group, so thank you very much for having me, and I can't wait to learn from everybody and watch everybody, and I will be signing up for committee, so get out of my way.
And Frankie Flores, go ahead.
I realize I just charged right in and didn't introduce myself. For those who know me, that's not uncommon, but my name is Frankie Flores. My pronouns are they and Asia. I am the director of the LGBTQ Resource Center. I have been here at UNM. I started off as an RA with Nate, actually, and evolved from being an RA to being a volunteer at the LGBTQ Resource Center to running the place. In my spare time, I am also the C4 Chair for Equality in New Mexico, and I am your current Mixed New Mexico Pride 22. So I am a big believer in giving back. I'm a big believer in advocacy, and radical inclusivity. So I like to challenge things and ask the hard questions. But I look forward to working with you all. I look forward to affecting change. And I'm a really big believer in, you know, the institutions that we are living in right now, right, at UNM. Can use some updating, right, and can use some making people uncomfortable. I'm good at doing that in a consensual way, not in a creepy way, but I think it's, I'm excited to be here and ask the whys and hows and make this university the university that we all want to see.
Thank you, Frankie. Are there any other introductions? We do that. We have this set on our agenda every so often. Oh, go ahead, Ruth.
I remember to unmute or unmute. My name is Ruth Stoddard, recently elected staff council, I believe, precinct 16, I think. I've been here at UNM for 12 years, working in residence life student housing, and just very excited to learn about the issues that are currently going on and seeing what I can do to help make this place always better. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any other introductions? Okay, go ahead, Damien.
Hi, I'm Damien Terrell. I work at the Core IT Service Specialist in the Platforms Group at IT. I've been with UNM for 22 years now as staff, but actually started as a student back in 93 working in the computer pods in UNM LA. So I've been pretty much lifelong here with UNM. Love the environment and looking forward to taking and participating in staff council, including the IT committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other introductions? We do this at every meeting, so if you don't do it now, you could do it at the next meeting. And some of house cleaning or whatever, I would like to remind, if you're interested in joining a committee once you go through the list on the staff council webpage, go ahead and let the chairs know that you're interested in joining that committee, and please, chairs, let me know so I can appoint them to that committee. Otherwise, have a great weekend and a great staff appreciation week. So I now adjourn this meeting. Thank you for everybody for coming, and thank you for voting and all that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye,
sure.
Everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.